Weston is 18 years old. He's at the level of a three-year-old. And Emily is going to be 17, and she is at the level of about an eight-year-old. And our children were born absolutely normal, 100%. We were in the delivery room for both of them. They got the three-month shot, or the two-month shots, the four-month shots, and the six-month shots. Weston did. Weston has what I call gradual vaccine damage or delayed vaccine damage, where it wasn't really evident, like a balloon popping, when he originally got his vaccines at 2 months. He received approximately nine vaccines at 2 months.
Nine vaccines at 2 months.
Yeah, yeah. And we went in there specifically, my wife had done some research and said there's a strange new affliction. This is 1997, it's called autism. And it's hitting one out of 185 boys. So she actually went up and seen Dr. Wakefield in Chicago in the early 2000s. We go to the doctor, and the doctor said, basically, your kids are very, very important to you, correct? And we said, of course they are. He says, well, don't believe that stuff that you read on the internet about vaccines being not safe. And we, being the typical parents that love our kids are adopted. We were there for both of the birth, events. And so fast forward to 6 months, gradual differences. But at 19 months, he received the MMR. And the MMR was when the balloon busted. And it was very, very hard on all of us. Emily, at the time that Weston was 19 months, Emily was only 4 or 5 months old. And so my message is, and Joyce's message is, to just investigate before you go vaccinate your child with the toxic substance. Do the research on the vaccines themselves. Look at what is in vaccines. It is surprising. We have animal DNA, insect DNA, human DNA from aborted fetal cells. We have aluminum. We're talking about the Hep B vaccine. Folks, just do your research. I love my son, but this could have been avoided. And it's been really hard on all of us.
Yeah, it's that whole brainwashing thing of doing as you're told, that we're brought up to do.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. You do what the doctors say, but I found that the doctors are not who you think they are. Just because they wear a white coat doesn't mean that they're an expert. These doctors are paid by pharmaceutical companies to vaccinate the heck out of your kids. They don't make their bonus unless they do what they did to him to your kids. Now, just because he got autism and yours didn't, it's still roughly about 15%. So if you want to take that chance, you can take that chance. But I wouldn't.
We just don't want anyone to go what we've gone through. We should be retiring right now. Our kids should be going to college. And we just don't want anyone to suffer what we've done. I've flown all over the country. I've tried everything that I can do. And, we're at peace now because we love our kids. They're beautiful. But we don't want one more child to suffer.